Part 7. Night driving and lighting. On the basis of miles driven, the fatal crash rate for night driving is greater than for daytime driving. This is due to the inability of the driver to see as far, as soon, and as much. Glare and glare recovery. The glare from the headlights of oncoming vehicles causes the pupil of the eye to contract. After the vehicle has passed, it takes an interval of time for the pupil to readjust to the less intense light. This is called glare recovery time. During this recovery period, you are virtually driving blind. Glare recovery time is not based on visual acuity and varies from person to person. The problem is generally more acute in older drivers and those in poor physical condition. Safety tips. Be sure headlights are in working order and lenses clean. Check high and low beam on garage wall. Keep windshield clean. Don't look at the hot spot in the headlight pattern of approaching cars. Wear sunglasses in bright sunlight to protect night seeing ability. Do not wear sunglasses at night. Tinted windshields affect night vision. Remember that even moderate drinking may reduce one's vision as well as reaction time. Both prescription medicines and non-prescription medicines may affect driving. Read labels carefully. Carry a flashlight and flares. Use of lighting equipment. Lighting law. 1. Headlights must be turned on from 1/2 hour after sunset to 1/2 hour before sunrise. 2. Headlights must be turned on in daytime when visibility is reduced to 1,000 feet or less by fog, rain, snow, smoke, or dust. 3. Change headlights to low beam, dim, 500 feet or more from oncoming vehicle. 4. Change headlights to low beam, dim, 300 feet or more from vehicle going in the same direction. 5. Parking lights denote a parked vehicle. Do not use only parking lights, day or night, when vehicle is in motion. Safety suggestions for the use of lighting equipment. 1. Turn on headlights at dusk and in daytime when visibility is poor to make sure that the other driver sees you. 2. Use low beam, dim, when driving in rain, fog, snow, or dust. 3. When meeting vehicles at night, do not stare at headlights. Use quick glances to A. Check oncoming vehicle for lane position. B. Check your own vehicle's position. C. Check right edge of road. D. Look ahead for objects in your driving path. Major roads. Check vehicle. Any kind of mechanical failure is dangerous. High speeds generate heat. Check oil, water level, radiator hoses, and fan belt frequently. Be sure tires are safe for high-speed driving. Blowouts are a common factor in crashes. If you have vehicle trouble, be especially cautious at night. There is danger of being hit from the rear. Use all four flashing turn signals simultaneously. Emergencies. If vehicle is disabled, move it so that all wheels are off the traveled portion of the road, if possible. Raise hood or tie white cloth or handkerchief on left door handle or radio antenna. Remove vehicle without delay. Quit driving when drowsy. Drowsiness is the first step in falling asleep. Do not stare. Move your eyes from side to side and change focus from near to far. Keep vehicle interior as cool as possible. Take a break out of the vehicle every 100 miles. Speed. Speed limits, as posted. Speed limitations imposed by traffic, weather and road conditions are applicable on all highway systems. You are not required to drive at the maximum speed limits. High speed causes tire wear and results in poor gasoline mileage. Vary speed from time to time to prevent monotony and road hypnosis. Driving at the same speed for a long time and distance dulls the senses and makes a driver crash prone. Controlled access multi-laned. Changing lanes. Check blind spots. Driver of front car cannot see other two cars in inside mirror. Check mirrors and look over shoulder toward the rear before changing lanes. If traffic conditions permit, don't cruise in blind spot of vehicle ahead. Following. Rear-end crashes are one of the greatest crashes problems on high-speed highways. Use the 4-second rule as outlined on page 23. Do not follow the same vehicle or group of vehicles for a long distance. This results in assuming a spectator role and you cease to consider the car ahead as a source of danger. Don't drive in other drivers' blind spot. They cannot see you with their inside mirror if you are near their left or right rear fender. Passing. Slow-moving vehicles must keep right. Safe passing is dependent upon cooperation between drivers. Do not speed up when being passed. Don't cut in too soon. Quick movements at high speed can be fatal. Be aware of a truck's deaf spot. Partial vacuum often prevents truck drivers from hearing your horn. Changing lanes. 1. Use mirrors. 2. Check blind spots. 3. Signal intentions. 4. Change lanes gradually and carefully. Highways. Entering the controlled access highway freeway. Use the acceleration lane to get up to cruising speed before attempting to merge into the traffic stream. Yield to approaching traffic on the freeway as you are about to enter and stop if necessary, but be cautious of the vehicles following you. Leaving the expressway. Keep moving on the expressway. A stop can result in a serious rear-end crash. Move to the deceleration lane and then slow down. Plan ahead. Watch for exit signs. If you miss an exit, don't back up. Go to the next exit. If you take a wrong exit, don't stop. Stops are a primary cause of rear-end crashes. Except in the case of emergency, parking is prohibited on the paved portion of the highway, the shoulders, or anywhere within right-of-way. Make only authorized turns on the highway or freeway. Dimming of headlights is required on divided highways as it is elsewhere. Weather conditions. Rain, snow, sleet, ice, fog, frost, wind, sun. Weather conditions greatly affect visibility and vehicle traction. You can't avoid striking or being struck by something which you can't see. You can't stop or change direction quickly when the road surface is covered with rain, snow, or ice. The first half hour after a rain often makes hard surface road slippery. The dust and road film is not washed off the surface. Oil, dirt, and rubber dust mixed with water forms a slippery combination. Test the road surface for traction but check rear vision mirror before doing so. Windshield wipers that streak and skip are especially hazardous on a rainy night. A windshield washer is a valuable safety accessory. Safety tips. Carry a small bottle of detergent in glove compartment. Rub a small amount on windshield when it begins to rain to cut the oil film. Request service station attendant to refrain from using an oily cloth on windshield. Stay well back from the vehicle ahead to aid in avoiding spatter on windshield and headlights. Clean lights often, especially after a rainy spell. Bald tires do not give you directional control of your car when attempting to stop on a wet surface. Drive on tires with good tread. Carry a full tank of gas in cold weather to prevent moisture condensation in the fuel tank. Animals. Animal encounters are a common occurrence on Alaskan roads. Moose and deer are prevalent in most areas of the state. Regionally, caribou are common in the Kenai Peninsula, sheep and bear in south central, and mountain goats in southeast. Collisions with big game animals can be dangerous and costly. Drivers should take precautions to help prevent such crashes. Use caution when driving at dawn or dusk and scan roads and roadsides ahead. Keep vehicle headlights and windshields clean. Moose can be difficult to see, and most vehicle moose accidents occur at dawn and dusk when light is low and moose are most active. Reduce your speed at night and use high beams when possible. Slow down when approaching deer or moose standing near the roadside, as they may suddenly bolt into the road. Deer and moose often travel in pairs or groups, so if an animal is spotted crossing the road, slow down and be alert for others that may follow. Briefly use flashers or a headlight signal to warn approaching drivers when deer or moose are spotted in or near the highway. Drivers need to be careful of other vehicles pulling over suddenly to view wildlife. Be especially alert and use caution when traveling through frequent deer or moose crossing areas, which are usually marked with leaping stag or moose signs. Do not rely on devices, such as deer whistles, extra lights, or reflectors, to deter animals. Research has shown that your best defense is your own responsible behavior. Motorcyclists should be especially alert for animals, as motorcycle collisions with animals have a higher fatality rate. If an animal does run in front of your vehicle, brake firmly but do not swerve. Swerving can cause a vehicle-vehicle collision or cause the vehicle to strike a pedestrian or potentially deadly fixed object, such as a tree or utility pole. If a collision with a big game animal occurs, contact your local police department or the Alaska State Troopers. Big game animals killed or injured in a vehicular collision are the property of the state. If, following a vehicle collision, you kill or injure a big game animal, you must notify a state trooper or a fish and wildlife officer as soon as possible. Skids. Prevention. 1. Be alert to conditions that may cause skidding. 2. Avoid abrupt speed and direction changes. 3. Be extra alert for slippery conditions during thawing and freezing weather. 4. Shaded areas, protected areas, and bridges become slippery before the balance of the road surface and stay so longer. 5. Do not overcorrect in a skidding situation. This results only in changing the direction of the skid. 6. Practice stopping and skid recovery in a safe area, on private property at slow speed before attempting to drive on ice or packed snow in traffic. Don't use this as an excuse to drive recklessly. 7. When suspicious of ice, test road surface cautiously. Check mirror before making test stop. 8. Slow down well in advance of stopping point when driving on ice or packed snow. 9. Do not lock wheels when using brakes. If wheels don't roll, you don't have control. Pump brakes lightly to slow down or stop on a slippery surface. If your vehicle is equipped with ABS, check your vehicle manual for instructions on use. Recovery from skid. 1. Control yourself. Don't panic. 2. Turn the front wheels in the direction of the skid. 3. Don't brake suddenly. 4. Don't oversteer or overcorrect. 5. As control is being regained, safely slow the vehicle by very gently depressing and releasing the brake pedal. Note: front-wheel drive or four-wheel drive vehicles require easy acceleration to pull out of a skid. Parking. 1. When parking adjacent to roadway outside of city limits, all four wheels must be off the pavement, if possible. Parking lights or low-beam headlights are to be left on at night, unless 8 feet from edge of pavement. 2. No parking zones in cities and towns are usually marked by a sign or yellow or red painted curb. 3. Double parking is prohibited by law. 4. It is against the law to leave the engine running in a parked, unattended vehicle. 5. Remove ignition keys from parked, unattended vehicle. 6. When parking on a downhill, turn front wheels toward curb. On an uphill, turn front wheels away from curb. 7. In parallel parking, the wheels must be within 12 inches of near curb. 8. Driver must look, signal, and yield the right of way when moving out of a parking place. 9. It is illegal to park closer than the indicated distances from the following. A. 15 feet from fire hydrant. B. 30 feet from stop sign. Circa 20 feet from entrance to fire station. D. 20 feet from crosswalk or intersection. E. 50 feet from railroad crossing. F. 500 feet from fire apparatus which has stopped in answer to fire alarm. Parallel parking. Step 1. Signal, stop even with front vehicle about a foot and a half out from it. Rear bumpers even. Step 2. Turn wheels to curb. Turn wheels from curb. Turn wheels to right. Step 3. When front bumper is even with other vehicle's back bumper, turn wheels sharply and rapidly to left as far as possible. Back slowly to vehicle behind without touching it. Step 4. Turn steering wheel sharply to the right and slowly pull forward toward the curb. Center vehicle in space. Look back before driving from curb. Look. Signal. Yield. Leaving parking space. The chief responsibility for avoiding a collision lies with the driver who is leaving a parking space. Exercise extraordinary caution when backing up in residential areas. Children often play behind and between parked vehicles. Emergency vehicles. 1. Vehicles operated by police and fire departments as well as ambulances are equipped with sirens and front red lights. 2. It is against the law for an unauthorized vehicle to have a red light visible from the front. Upon the immediate approach of an authorized emergency vehicle displaying a flashing red light and/or with siren in operation or a vehicle displaying a flashing blue light, all traffic meeting and being overtaken must yield the right of way and pull over to the curb or side of the street or highway, clear of intersections, and must stop. Remain in that position until the emergency vehicle or the vehicle displaying the flashing blue light has passed or you are directed to move by a peace officer or fireperson. Failure to vacate the lane or unsafe driving around emergency vehicles can lead to a crash, personal injury, and/or citations. Approaching emergency vehicles. A driver of a motor vehicle has to be cautious of the surrounding area. If there are emergency vehicles on the road, ambulance, fire truck, law enforcement, or tow truck, responding to an emergency, a driver must 1. Yield the right of way to emergency vehicle approaching from any direction by pulling to the right and stopping. 13 AACO 2.140. 2. If not possible, slow down to a reasonable speed and drive safely around the scene. Encountering stationary emergency vehicles. When encountering stationary emergency vehicles or tow trucks with overhead flashing lights on a four-lane road, drivers must pull to the lane opposite the emergency vehicle, tow truck if it is safe to do so. If it is not safe to do so, or you are on a two-lane road, you must slow to a reasonable and prudent speed when passing. AS 28.35.185. Following emergency vehicle. A vehicle other than one on official business may not follow an emergency vehicle traveling in response to an emergency closer than 500 feet. Do not park a vehicle within 500 feet where fire apparatus has stopped in response to a fire alarm. Do not cross fire hoses. A vehicle may not be driven over an unprotected hose of a fire department without the consent of a department official. Driving your vehicle over any fire hose is not permissible under Alaska law. Damage or injury could occur to you, your vehicle, or endanger the lives of rescue workers. 13 AACO 2.520, C, $100 fine, 2 PTS. Special requirements. Several cities have ordinances requiring all motorists, within the sound of a fire signal, to pull over and stop until the signal stops. Stop by law enforcement. Drivers are required to stop as soon as is practical and in a reasonably safe manner when signaled to do so by police. AS 28.35.182. If you are contacted by an officer and you have a deadly weapon concealed on your person, you must notify the officer immediately. AS 11.11.61.220, a, 1, a, drivers must have their driver's license in their possession. AS 28.15.131, proof of insurance. AS 28.22.019, proof of current registration. AS 28.10.461, and show it to the officer upon request. Proof of insurance may be displayed on a mobile device. Best practices. If you are being pulled over, signal immediately to show the officer your intentions and pull over to the right as soon as it is safe to do so, even if you are in the left lane of a four-lane roadway. Try not to stop on a curve, just after the crest of a hill, next to a guardrail, or other location that would make the stop unsafe for you and the officer. The driver and all passengers should stay in the vehicle. In times of darkness, turn on interior lights of the vehicle. Keep your hands visible, such as on the steering wheel. Prior to retrieving any documents from a wallet, purse, center console, or glove compartment, wait for the officer to ask. When the stop is complete, the officer will remain in place until you signal and safely re-enter the lane of traffic unless they instruct you otherwise. Emergencies. Tire blows out. Don't apply brakes. Concentrate on steering. Slow down gradually. Brake softly. Pull completely off pavement. Fire. Apply mud, dirt, dust, snow. Check ditch for water. Use hubcap to carry water or wet wearing apparel. Loosen dirt with tire tool. Flooded engine. Press gas pedal to floor. Do not pump gas pedal. Run starter steadily. Let pedal up when engine starts. Wet brakes. Test brakes lightly after driving through deep water. Brakes may pull to one side or may not hold at all. Dry brakes by driving slowly in low gear and apply brakes lightly. Accelerator jammed. Slap pedal hard with foot. Use brakes. Shift to neutral. Concentrate on steering. Disabled vehicle. Park all four wheels off the traveled portion of the highway if possible. Turn on parking lights or four-way flashers at night. If available, set out flares at night. Use starter and low gear to pull standard shift car to shoulder. If you cannot move car off roadway, raise hood or tie handkerchief on door handle to warn other motorists. Brakes fail. Use parking brake. Shift to lower gear. Rub tires on curb. Vehicle approaching in your lane. Sound your horn. Brake sharply. Steer for shoulder or ditch. Safety tips. Right wheel off pavement. Stop feeding gas. Maintain firm grip on steering wheel. Brake lightly and intermittently. Maintain car control. Do not attempt to return to pavement until there are no cars in your immediate vicinity. Turn back onto pavement sharply at slow speed. Coasting prohibited. A driver of a motor vehicle when traveling on a downgrade may not coast with the gears of the vehicle in neutral, or with the clutch disengaged. Turning around on the highway. It is contrary to law to turn around near a curve or hill when the driver cannot see 500 feet or more in each direction. Turning around in the city. The safest method is drive around the block. Be alert for signs prohibiting U-turns. Backing. Always look before you back. Avoid opening the door and sticking your head out to see, this is dangerous. When backing, you must yield the right of way to a vehicle approaching on the highway or intersecting highway. Unless directed by police, fire or construction flag personnel, it is illegal to back on a controlled access highway, or on its entrance or exit ramps.